Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, you have given my heart to me and you have poured your love into my heart this morning afresh, Lord. And I thank you. Thank you for the word, Lord. We can know that you predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And I thank you, Lord, now in Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our big brother, our shepherd, very present help. We thank you that we can be blessed. We can be stirred up this morning so as to go into this day as the lights in the world, rivers in the desert, as the shadows of a great rock in a weary land, because you love us, you provided for us, and you stir us up every morning to take hold of the days ordained for us. That's been written in heaven, predestined. So thank you, Lord, for this word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 23 to 25. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
Hallelujah. You know, when you lose or you forfeit yourself, you are still caught up in the lies of the enemy, self-righteousness and unrighteousness. You haven't woken up to the reality that you are not your own idea or even your parents' idea. You were God's idea from the very beginning, even before the world was formed. He predestined you in Christ to be holy and blameless. And then so beautifully, as he says in the Psalms, Psalm 139, you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and the days ordained for you were written while there were yet none of them. That's your days ordained, written for you, is your name written in heaven. It's a unique purpose and destiny God has got for you. And it's so beautifully, as we see in that Psalm 139, it's destined this beauty, this eternal life, this God quality of life, this resurrection life needs to be lived out on a daily basis. And so this morning we come afresh and we look to the Lord as our shepherd, as our Savior, and then his mercies are new every morning. And that's what we take hold of. That's why it says so beautifully, he has suffered in every way. Why? To show the way for us and then to take back all the deception, the lies that came through the devil. He dealt with it on the cross so that we can now all come back to him, and in fellowship with him, we can wake up to the realities of the beauty, of the destiny, of the plan, of our name written in heaven, so we can arise and shine. So we come boldly to the throne of grace and we find grace in the time of need. And we need to know we've got understanding, we've got grace, the seeds have fallen into good ground. And now we need to overcome the squeezings that are coming this day to test. So it's not there to let us fall, it's there to let us test. Are we seen? Are we believing? Yes, we are seen. Yes, we are believing. And so we're going to overcome that which comes, because it's not there to break us, it's there to make us. Why this? Because we haven't got the cares of this world now. We're carrying the cares of the Lord into this day. And the cares of the Lord is his word that he watches over. And so we're going to overcome 30, 60, and 100-fold. So be blessed to know you were made for this. This is your destiny. This is who you are in Christ. So stay in tune, develop on schedule, overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.